Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Talk Network's The Power of Three Show, Hope, Healing, and Wisdom. Today's February 19th, and I am your host, Rose, Psychic Medium Rose Bullhurst, along with my beautiful co-host, spiritual healer and teacher, Vivian Aubin. Today we have a great show planned. It's the Death and Dying Show, so it's all about healing. So we will be taking your calls with questions and comments about death and dying. You can join us in the chat at www.psychictalk.network/chat, and you can also call in at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And press 1 if you want to talk to us, if you want to come on the air and tell us your story, or if maybe you have a question about death and dying. So without further ado, I want to announce my co-host, Vivian Aubin, and let's get the show started. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone from Alberta, Canada. Somehow when you say you want to talk about the weather and the guys are gonna step in and actually talk about the weather, and they're stepping through right now, and the weather is crazy out there. From all around the world, it seems like it's really working up in that. And the guides are telling me as well that, you know what, we weather through everything. We weather through everything, whether it's the actual weather outside, whether we're having a storm inside. And they're specifically trying to say, too, that also when we have a loved one that is dying or that we have lost them and we're grieving their death, it's almost like we're weathering that storm as well. So the guides and me and Rose are so tickled that you're listening in today at this moment or in the replay, wherever you are in the world. And this is a safe place to ask your questions and have a discussion on death and dying. You know, as we are born, we die. And it's so much of a part of our life that we have to be able to talk about it. And this show is about sharing that knowledge, offering that comfort and that healing and wisdom. So before we start taking your calls, I feel it's very important for all you listeners to know who is talking to you. So my name is Vivian Aubin. I'm a registered nurse in Canada. I graduated in 1981, just a few years ago. I'm also trained in grief and trauma recovery. I'm a shamanic practitioner and certified in soul retrieval. I'm a Reiki master and also a clinical hypnotherapist. I've also been privileged to be with patients who are dying and then with them in their final moments in this world. I also have been with family and friends when they were dying and at the moment of their death, and I like to call it their going home. And then myself, I've had a near-death experience, but I was leaving this world. So I had one foot in this world and one foot in the spirit world. And to this day, can be in both worlds as once, as Rose can. Rose has had close family members as well pass away, and her being a professional medium and Reiki master also brings so much expertise and experience with loved ones here and also in the spirit world. She's sharing their thoughts, their feelings, and their love. So I welcome you to call in and ask questions about a loved one dying, or what you can do or understand what is happening physically in the body, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You are welcome to share your experiences and questions as well with loved ones that have died. So you can feel totally free to ask or share anything. It is not necessary to give your real name as well. Whatever you are comfortable with, know that today, at this moment, you're exactly where you are meant to be, in a loving, understanding place. Now for today, so we can concentrate and allow all the time so we can on this important topic, we won't be doing any mini readings, just answering questions and allowing the callers to share their experiences. So to come on the air live, make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad. Now, if you've already pressed 1 thinking there's a mini reading and you're there, don't worry. I can take your name down, and next week, the whole show is open lines. And there is no coincidence in this world. If you're listening to this show, there's a reason for it. Okay, so we'll go first to our first caller here. And it's area code 203. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I actually was about to hang up because I was hoping for a reading, but to say that, I mean, I don't really want to talk about death experiences other than I tend to get to a place where I just don't want to be here anymore, and I'm really struggling with that. I keep trying to get healing, and I'm, you know, not progressing. So, I mean, the topic for me is, you know, that's the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not considered not wanting to be here.
What's your name and where you're calling from?
I don't want to give that, not when I'm talking about this. I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you want, so you mentioned at the beginning that you didn't want to talk about death and dying.
Well, I mean, the only thing I have to contribute is what's on my mind right now with my own life and, you know, just trying to survive and sometimes not knowing what for.
Okay. There's no coincidence. It's this show at this time. So do you have a question then? When you say you're just surviving, are you feeling the word that comes to mind is that you're saying you're just surviving and what's happening are you feeling sad, feeling overwhelmed with what's happening around you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just surviving without a shit. Doesn't even feel like I have a soul anymore. I'm just surviving and wondering.
So would I be correct in saying you feel like a part of you has died?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I keep struggling. And as I struggle, I have hope and faith and work hard, and then I crash because it's all the same, and then I end up thinking I'm doing this. This is my fault, which gets me even more depressed and confused and lost.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you mentioned there is a great loss. Like you said, you feel you've lost your soul. Being that I do soul retrieval and understand that tremendous loss, and sometimes I feel this is within you, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, that pieces of you have just gone, that have just gone. You don't feel whole anymore. Is that correct?
I've been whole since I was age 3, and I've been struggling to, you know, to have a decent life and do well, and I'm so much older now that I've been broken so many times and brokenhearted and given up and lost hope, and I'm still here trying to hang on. And, you know, I don't feel like I've had my soul since age 3.
Mm. Do you recall an event happening when you were 3 years old?
No, I can't.
You can't, see?
Tried. I've been in therapy my whole adult life.
I'm being kind of guided to your grandfather. Was your grandfather around you when you were 3 years old?
He was the only one that I had a back and forth love relationship with, but it was also controlled, so it couldn't be full.
Okay. You know, sometimes, are you comfortable, and that's great, you didn't give your name or nothing, and that's perfect, because that sometimes that's what we need to do. What I would like to do, are you comfortable just doing a bit of a healing with me at this time?
Sure, it'd be great. I mean, I'm sorry, this isn't what you had in mind for your program.
It is. You know what? It actually is, because sometimes a death is not all at all so... a person that's a physical person as well. Sometimes it's a death inside of us. And you've mentioned that right at the beginning of the show, that you feel you've lost so much part of that. And that's part of grief and that. And there's no coincidence of that as well. So what I'd like you to do is just envision a beautiful heart right in front of you. And if you can't see it, just say, okay, I'm placing a beautiful red heart in front of you. And it's interesting how it's just been Valentine's Day, but it just envision that heart right in front of you. Are you able to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so every step you can just acknowledge that you're there for me. That would be great. So this heart, this heart, it's placed with all the love. And I want you to close your eyes and just know this. This is actually coming from your guides. And just know this. This heart is being placed and it's filled with so much love. Love, compassion, and caring. It just filled completely with love, compassion, from caring. And it's also filled with love and compassion from the divine. The divine being that is you. That is you within your soul and encompasses all of you. This beautiful heart that stands in front of you, that it's vibrating in front of you. And know that that is love from all the ones that are within you. Sometimes our family and our friends and that we can't connect with our heart. When our heart is empty, how can you connect with love? It's very, very difficult. It's a loss that is hard to connect with. So when in this beautiful heart that's in front of you, there is the love of all your family in there. And even if their love, that your family that was not able to be expressed to you, it is still in there. But the biggest thing that love is in there is a love to the divine. Okay? Now, I want you to put that three-year-old little girl in that. So imagine a picture of yourself and just put her at 3 years old inside that heart in front of you now.
Okay.
Are you able to? Okay, you got her? Okay.
Yeah.
And just
imagine.
Okay, beautiful. And this little girl is just bathing in this beautiful heart full of love. And she's just splashing around. She's just laughing. She's just full of joy and happiness. And she just embraced with this love. She feels the love from the divine, the universe, or God, or creator, whatever word you want to give it to. And then she feels the love from all the beings all around her. And she knows nothing but love. She knows nothing but love. And knowing that she is connected to all that is, she knows that she's connected to all that was, and she knows that she's connected to all that will be. Do you see her? Do you see her in that heart, feeling the love and the joy at this moment?
Yes.
Outside of you? Okay, good.
Yes.
So now on the count, it's good. And you see how happy and full of life. And you said at 3 years old, that's where you were, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now on the count of three, I want you to breathe in that heart. So actually, what you do is actually imagine that heart is in your hands, and I'm going to count down, and you bring that heart closer and closer and closer, and you're going to place it right into your heart. And you're going to do this so easily and effortlessly. It's always part of you to be a healer, and you just need to connect back with that part of you. So that heart is in your hand, and you're bringing that closer. And so on the count of one, you're bringing it closer. And that heart is in your hand with this beautiful three-year-old little girl with full of joy, happiness, and love. Love, then she can feel it pouring into her at every moment. With every breath she has, she feels the love, the compassion, the caring. On the count of two, you're getting even closer to your heart. And you just feel her excitement, her joy. And you know in your body you're excited and you want to welcome her home. So on the count of three, you're going to put your hands right into your heart, and you're combining the both hearts. So that beautiful heart full of love and healing and from the divine and the beautiful three-year-old girl, you're going to now, and when I say three, you're going to place her right directly into your heart. So three. So put your hands right into your heart and take a deep breath in now. Take a deep breath in. I want to hear that deep breath. Good. And breathe her into your heart. Good. She is there. She is there in your heart. She's there in your soul. Her love, her compassion, her healing, her strength. The three-year-old girl that you saw at 3 years old, that's where you felt there was a connection and it was gone. She is now back home. She is now back home into your heart. How are you doing?
Oh, I need her so much to be in there.
She is in there. She is in there. Believe me, with all the heart and soul, I can see. I see her there, and what I want you to do now is feel a beautiful light and know there's a beautiful light coming from above. It's a golden light from the divine. It's coming down into your crown, into the top of your head, and it goes right around your heart, and it's sealing that beautiful heart with your two hearts, with that three-year-old girl, and it's sealing into your main heart right now. And it's sealed in, completely sealed in. And as you take another deep breath in, breathe in with me and out. and it's sealing that beautiful heart. And now they're combined in as one. They're combined as one, sealing. And that heart feels your love that you have for this little three-year-old girl. You're welcoming her home. You're welcoming her back. You're welcoming her back into who you are right now. It doesn't matter what age, what time. It does not matter. You're welcoming her home. And you love her. You love being that three-year-old girl. So now inside your heart, you have that three-year-old little girl. So you're going to do everything you can to protect her, to love her. You're going to give her love every day, every moment. You're going to cherish her being there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And know she's there. So I want you to imagine when you were a three-year-old, what you'd love to do the best. Do you remember what you'd love to do the best as a three-year-old? Do you remember that?
I just remember being happy and having a wisdom connected to God. That's what I can remember now from my adult life. I love nature. I love the house I lived in.
So what now you are connected. I've done many soul retrievals, and now you're connected with the divine, that little girl is within your heart. Now all you got to do is do the relationship with her again. So do the things. You said you love nature. You love the wisdom. You like to look at things. Have a birthday party and celebrate her coming home. Celebrate her coming home with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
And, you're so welcome. You know what? I have to – you're so courageous and actually so wise to stay on this line and to talk, even though you felt had nothing to do with you and had everything to do with you. Everything to do
yes,
to bring you back
you.
Alive inside. You're welcome. Phone in. Let us know how you're making out. And you know what?
I will.
I'm truly honored that you allowed us to do this with you today. And keep listening in. There's going to be more things happening today, so keep listening in, okay?
I will.
You on
are, you on, are you on every Tuesdays?
Every Tuesday we're on, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'll just put you on mute so you can still listen in, okay? Beautiful. And, you know, all the listeners out there, there's never a coincidence somebody calls in. You know, if you're hearing this, do that as well. There may be a piece of you out there that you need to connect. And when we lose a piece of ourselves, doesn't matter at what age, you need to get that back to feel whole again, to be who you truly need to be. Awesome. Thank you so, so much for phoning in. Okay, so now, actually, we have another call on the line. And this lady, actually, I saw a post she wrote on Facebook, and that she shared on Valentine's Day. So I actually asked her to come on live here and share with us her post. And hello, Liz, are you there?
Hi, Vivian. How are you?
Good, good. This is Liz from New Jersey, and
yes.
She's greatly going to share with her experience. I'll let you talk, Liz.
Did you want me to go into it beforehand or just read the poem?
Don't go in exactly how you shared it, how it came about and everything, because it's just an awesome story.
Okay. I actually was dealing at the time the loss of my brother, and we were inseparable our whole lives. And I actually had a grief attack. And what I did is I went outside to go have a cigarette and just try to calm myself. And I was outside sitting in nature, and I just started to talk to him. And it was the first time I started to hear answers. So I thought that was, and I had to actually run in the house and start writing down the words, because as I was talking, I began to hear answers, and I actually saw him. So I didn't realize at the time, because it was only a year after looking back now, I realized that he was trying to communicate. I was beginning to open up and seeing, and since then, I've actually pursued taking like mediumship development classes. And I felt like it's just been such a healing road. I always felt if we knew everything about our loved ones in life, why would we not follow them on their death journey and learn all we can on the spirit world?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So I wrote that, I was sitting out back. I was looking up to the sky and telling my brother how much I miss my other half. All of a sudden, I had to come inside to start typing, and these words came to me. I felt that he was sending me a message, and it's titled, "An Angel Upon You, Watching Over You." I look up into the sky. I call out your name, hoping you can hear me. In the midst of the silence, suddenly I can see your face. I can see you smiling. I see you radiant and happy. I see and feel your arms reach out to hug me as I tell you how much I miss you, as you try to wipe away the tears. I can feel you trying to comfort me, telling me everything will be okay. I can hear your faint whispers telling me you are still here with me. Hold on to the memories. They are deep in my heart. Hold on to the love. For as long as you hold on to my love, I am alive. I remain alive in the love that surrounds us through the memories we have shared. You are never alone. I'm right here beside you. Close your eyes and think of me. Feel me. I am all around. My love is buried forever within your heart and soul. Love is eternal and will never die. I am alive. I live. I breathe with every breath you take. Watching over you in silence, call upon me. I am only a mere thought away. I will come to you and be right by your side. I'm watching over you every minute of your day, every minute of your night. I will guide you each and every step of the way, for I am no longer here in body. However, my purpose remains the same. Loving you each and every moment, learn to open up and let me in. I am now your angel, still here by your side.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That how did it make you feel inside, Liz, when you got those beautiful words?
You know, I look back now, I realize more now he was communicating with me. In the beginning, I got to be honest, because I was still in grief mourning, deep mourning, when I started to see and hear him, I thought I was going crazy. But it was also when these words came to me, I felt his presence, like, and it just made me want to learn more. Like, if I felt it in this one moment, how could I learn to find that and feel him all around me all the time? And that's what kind of led me on the route to take classes on mediumship development.
You
and
know,
now
that's
I see him all the time, and he plays jokes on me.
I can totally relate to that. This is Rose talking here. I am a psychic medium, and I've been this way since I was very, very young. And one of my first experiences was connecting with my brother. That's what really made me want to become a medium.
Yeah, this was not on my life plan.
Right. It isn't. It is. We just don't realize it. And
yes.
I think it's beautiful, you know, to show that connection. I'm so glad you called in and shared that story, because of the fact that happens to a lot of us. I think we make those agreements on the other side with spirit, you know, with our loved ones, that we're going to do these kind of things. In other words, I'm going to pass, and I'm going to be there for you, and I'm going to help you on your journey. And all it takes is having an open heart and realizing that, you know, the physical connection that we have with that person, we may not have a physical connection with them anymore, but we still have that spirit. We still can feel them around us, and we can still get their messages as long as we open up our hearts.
Absolutely.
And that deep grieving, you're right about that. You know, I do readings every day, all day long. I'm a professional medium, so that's what I do. And so every day, you know, if I get somebody that's really in deep mourning or deep grieving, I'll tell them, why don't you wait a little while before we connect, you know, so that you can open up a little more. Just know
Absolutely.
That they are coming through, and I give them whatever I can give them, and then tell them to come back later, because I think we need that time of silence to be able to try and connect with them on our own. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. I honestly believe that we're all mediums. I believe that divinity,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
I believe the ones that say that there's, you know, not everybody's a medium. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think we're all mediums. We're meant to connect to our loved ones on the other side. We're meant to connect to our guides, and it's just our natural state. And sometimes I believe, like my brother said to me the day before he crossed, he said, and he was killed in a car accident, so there was no way that I could have known what was happening or anybody else could have known what was happening, but he knew. And he said to me, he said, I'll always be there with you, and I'll always be able to communicate with you, and I just want you to know that. Now, why would he say that?
Oh, you gave me such chills.
Right, and the very next day, because you totally can relate to this. The very next day, he was, you know, he had crossed over. You know, he was in a car accident. And he came to me that night, and he shook me awake, and he said, he kept trying to wake me up. I was sleeping. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and he kept shaking me awake, and I kept saying, leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. Because he was as physical as you or I, right?
Yes.
And he was shaking me awake, and I kept saying, leave me alone. And then finally, I turned around, and he was gone. And I went downstairs and questioned my other brothers who had been at the same place he had that night, but they had made it home, you know. And I asked them if he was there, and they said, no, he wasn't. He hadn't come home yet. And then we got a knock at the door to say that he had, you know, was killed in a car accident. But it just goes, you know, it just kind of made me feel like this had been set up. In other words,
oh, absolutely.
We had agreed to be able, and I was very close to my brother as you were to yours, right? As you are to yours. And he, I believe, is very much a guide to me. He has led me places that I never
kind of
thought
feel
I'd go.
The same way, like that woman just prior said, you know, like I felt I was dead inside, like a part of me died.
Right.
And I kind of feel like he was not a believer in the afterlife, and I had a conversation with him. You know, I was always a believer. I said, you're still going to be able to communicate with me. And he's like, well, if you're right, I'm going to haunt you. And he... And I literally began to see and hear, and I was, you know, because I was in deep grief, I didn't understand it. And, you know, I didn't know about mediumship, or I just didn't see beyond, you know, when you get in that tunnel pain mode. So I feel like he has been my greatest teacher, you know, and he was always a pusher in life. So he's pushing me to learn more about the spirit world and the true nature of who we are. I mean, he even plays jokes. Talk about the, you know, night calling. One night I was sound asleep, and I literally saw him come into my room full body and say, you got to get up, you're late. And he kept doing it, you're late, you're late. So I jump up out of bed. I almost fell off the bed, and it took me a while to see the time on the TV, but it was 3 a.m. And he said, psych. And he just, you know, and I called him a moron, but I thanked him for coming and still playing the joke.
Well, you know, that's what I tell, you know, I teach mediumship, and I tell all my students, you know, it's like you're not separate from them. You still talk to them and associate with them in the same way. You may not have that physical, sometimes you do, you may not have that physical connection with them like you did in life, but you still have that consciousness, that verbal back and forth. You know, you hear
and
them.
And it's very healing.
It is. And that's what it was made for. That's, you know, we're not supposed to separate ourselves from our divinity. And I believe that's really who we are. As Vivian took the lady, example of that, the lady before you that called in, and she took her back to her childhood. I use that analogy a lot with people because of the fact that that is who you are in the beginning. You are that divinity, and you believe in everything, and you know that everything exists, and then you're taught out of that, you know, and we're taught that there's a separation when really there never is.
I kind of also feel like when you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, it shatters you. It shatters your belief system.
Yeah,
and
it
forces you to, in a sense, we have free will to go on that soul journey and open up and awaken to who we truly are. Because once we do, we realize we can cross that veil and still feel our loved one's presence or see them or hear them. Like you said, everyone has the ability.
And you can help everybody because of it.
And I feel they're teaching us discipline. Like my brother's teaching me. I know that if I'm going to survive his loss, I have to connect to spirit every day.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to jump in with 2 feet. And that's what I said. I think that he's a catalyst. Well, you know he is, and I know he is, you know, and I know my brother is a catalyst to the mediumship. Because not only you look at the relief you felt from the grief, right? From that grief. with your knowing your brother, knowing you could still connect with him. And I always tell people, you know what? If you had a close relationship with that person in life, then when they cross, you're still going to have a close relationship. You're still going to be able to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to, I really truly believe that is, they are the catalyst. So we've made agreements with them to do what we're doing, right? So I think it's absolutely beautiful that, you know, your brother's there for you and guiding you, and you're on your road to mediumship, and there's nothing more exciting, because just the thought of healing somebody from the pain that you went through is such a beautiful blessing. And then to know that there's never a disconnection, right?
Never.
The only one that causes that disconnection is your belief in yourself and in connecting, right? So good luck with you on that.
Thank you. And I think what you guys are doing is amazing and so beautiful to help others. This is so important to get that out there. Like, people don't understand it. You know, we never give this topic thought. So to get that out there, I'm going to share it with some of the lost groups that I run.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Liz.
Thank you, honey.
I got a few questions for you. So how long after that your brother passed away that you you heard this?
It was dated January 26, 2015. He passed October 25th, 2014.
Oh, just about 3 months then.
I didn't realize, because I didn't know much about mediumship. You know, so now when I look back, I'm like, oh, he was talking to me.
Yeah, those threes. Those threes. It's the threes. I get them too. We get them.
And, you know, he always told me I was thick-headed, so it took me a little while to realize.
A few things... You mentioned in there, which I want to really point out, because I actually printed out your poem, which I think is just really, really beautiful. And
thank you.
You know, when there's a few lines here that you wrote here. I see and feel your arms reach out to hug me as I tell you how much I miss you, and as you try and wipe the tears away. You know, and it's written and said so beautifully how they are doing just that. You know, when my son died, I think the biggest thing, and I knew he was fine, I was talking to him and all that, but the big thing was the physical, not be able to hug him physically. That was, like I would tell him, he'd say, oh, Mom, don't cry. I said, I just miss you, the physical touch, right? And yet it's still there, but, you know, they're still hugging us. It's a different feeling, of course, but
yeah.
It's so beautiful to see that written in that. And a lot of that, you know, I think that's a big thing when somebody dies, that we miss. Even if we know, and even as mediums, like, and Liz is a wonderful medium, and Rose as well, even though we know that they're there and they're okay, the big thing is that we miss them physically. They're not here.
Every breath we take.
Yes, yes.
You know,
and
I'm not trying to sugarcoat it, but, you know.
You're not. And I think that's really said, and we need, and that's why when I read, when you posted that, it was on Valentine's Day, and a beautiful day to do this, and it showed the love. That's why I wanted you to come in and share it, because, and then I'm just bringing this forward, because, you know, so we can have more conversation, because I think a lot of things that you've written on there are so important to bring out. And another thing you wrote here is, I can hear your faint whispers telling me you are still here with me. And that is so beautiful, because, you know, the first I connect with is my guides as well. And I know at times, I'm sure they're screaming at me, you know, listen, and then finally go, oh, that's what you've been trying to tell me for 3 months. And that's the thing too, when our loved ones are, it is, you know, they're probably there knocking on our door saying, you're right here, like, you're not hearing. But, you know, I know for a fact too, is sometimes our grief is, you know, we're missing them so much that all of a sudden it's like a cloud around us that they can't even pierce that. You know, and
no,
you have
it,
to be
it's
very
like a ton of vision.
Yes. Yeah. And you have
you
to
know,
be so, you had to have been so close to your brother to be able to, you know, he was probably, I'm sure he was very determined to get through to you. Because that was only 3 months.
Yeah, because he
you
knew
know,
we were inseparable our whole lives, you know, 49 mm-hmm. years. So, you know, we were also not only brother, sister, mother, father to each other. And, you know, it was a very devastating loss. So another thing I want to share, when I didn't know much about the spirituality, but at times when I was in that grief mourning, you mentioned touching. I would actually sit in, you know, whether I was listening to nice music, I would put out my hand and I would say to him, if you're here with me, touch my hand. And I would get tingles, like, either in my hand or in my stomach, and I feel like that's also, like, a way they, we overlook, like, the different body sensations on how they come to us as well.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you know what? That's called a calling card. That's what that is.
I didn't know any of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I teach my students to sit in meditation and then ask the loved one that they're wanting to talk to, or, you know, just any of their guides even, to come closer and give them a sign somehow of how they connect with them. You know, so you may feel a touch, you may feel a chill, you may feel, you know.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
This way you know who's who, right? When you're connecting, you know immediately who's who. And so that's exactly what you did. You know, isn't it great? This is wonderful, because this is how spirit teaches us, right? They teach us this way, right? We automatically do it. You see, you automatically did it. You automatically said, come touch my hand. So now you know what that sensation is when your brother's around, right?
Yes.
How did you know to do that? You have a gift that's called clear knowing. And clear knowing is cognizance, and it's clear understanding, right? And
yes.
So you already know what you're supposed to do. We do when we're born. We already have that innate divinity within us that teaches us to become mediums, you know, and just the fact that you already knew that.
I guess
cool.
I was just determined, like, I refused to let him go. Like, I just felt there has to be more to life than just dealing with the pain of a loved one. Like, that can't be the sole purpose of our journey.
I kept feeling that my brother was not gone. I kept feeling that he was still around me. I kept feeling that I don't think there was even a point in time that, you know, and of course, seeing him face to face made a big difference. There was ever a point in time where I felt like he was ever gone. He was always there. And I mean, from the second he passed, he was there for me, just like he said he would be.
Wow,
that's
amazing.
I feel very blessed to know that. You know, I mean, don't you feel, the great thing about it is when we lose somebody, we're able to comfort others and tell them, you know, listen, your loved one's still there, and they're still communicating with you. You just have to open your heart. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Release it. Let the thought go that they're purely physical. Let that thought go and understand that we are limitless. There's so much more to us than just the physical body and the physical life.
I agree.
You know, there are sentences where you say exactly that. You say, I remain alive in the love that surrounds us through the memories we have shared. You're never alone. I'm right here beside you. You know, you say it sits so well in your poem. You're showing that love continues on. Close your eyes and think of me. Feel me. I am all around. My love is buried forever within your heart. And you know what? That word forever is so important, because when my son died, and you know how you make, people will say rest on the memorial stone. There's usually a saying or something. I don't know. There's probably a word. There's some kind of inscription or whatever. And I honestly didn't know. And then it's so funny, because even us as mediums that we connect easily, sometimes you don't think just to ask. I don't know about you, but the last thing I think of, unless
isn't
it just comes in just on them.
Oh.
I know. So there's, you know,
that's
there's
so
this,
true.
Well, why don't you?
It's like, why didn't I ask that? Right.
I know. So this person would know, and he says, well, why won't you just ask Riley what he wants to put on there? I said, oh, I never thought of that. So actually,
they're not disconnected from you. And I tell my students all the time, you know, I talk to my guides and my loved ones on the other side like I always have. You know, they're people, okay?
Yeah, you just, you know, kind
you
of, yeah,
them,
you just forget.
Right? That's all you do. And it's so funny, because I have these long conversations with him.
I find, like, I don't start my day without inviting him in my life. You know, I just say, be with me
beautiful.
As I go about my day. I was, you know, going the wrong way, and he just appeared to me, and he's like, you're going the wrong way. And, you know, as much as I know, I didn't listen. I kept going.
That's a whole nother show right there. They will save your life. My brother saved my children's life numerous times. Numerous. I mean, there's so many stories I could tell about that. But, they step in when they need to step in. And, you know, this is the thing. You and your brother were a lot alike, correct?
Yes.
You know, because I am a medium and I am picking up on that. But I do think that you were a lot alike. And this is the thing I'm going to tell you, right? Your brother, because he was a lot alike, you guys, this is why you communicate so well. You immediately know what he's thinking and feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
And it takes the spirit knowing and experiencing that in some aspect in their life to understand that so that they can use that vocabulary with you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because say, for instance, you had a father that was an alcoholic. Who would be best to bring that spirit through than a medium that had a father that was an alcoholic?
Yes.
That's what we call vocabulary with spirit. And I think that you and your brother have a great vocabulary.
Yeah, we were, like I said, inseparable. We were actually 364 days apart. We were really close.
Oh, that's so really nice.
And he was he was very much a humanitarian.
Yes.
He would do for other people.
Absolutely.
And I definitely feel like that is, you know, he's letting me know this is how he was, his personality. You know, I would be there. I would help people, you know, and he liked helping people, and you do too. And this is the aspect that's coming through in your mediumship. You know, I'm here to serve and I'm here to help and I want other people to feel relief from their pain, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's beautiful and I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited for your guys' shows. I'm going to listen every week. I think this is so great. You guys are awesome.
Well, you can You can call in and join us anytime, and if you feel up to reading, you can call in and do readings too.
Oh, I'd love to. You'll definitely hear from me again. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so wonderful that you're shedding light to help others. You know, you're so broken when you first deal with the loss of a loved one. But mm-hmm. I think it's like because we don't have the education, we're so programmed. So you guys are doing wonderful work, and I thank you for today's opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for
Liz,
calling.
Yeah, Liz, I got to add, just finish off what we were saying there about when you wrote, "My love is buried forever; it's in your heart and soul." So when I connected with my son, and he told me what to write, and what he told me to write, and I think it's a beautiful way to, and it describes your whole poem. He says, "Write on my stone, love is forever."
Oh, that is beautiful.
And that's what you know, your whole poem shows how we live on love, and you notice that love is eternal, will and never die. And you know, it's you said it throughout, and the beauty, and you feel your brother's love, and I think he truly is a spokesman also for the people in spirit that don't have the right words sometimes. As you know, as we are here, sometimes we don't have the right words, and I think your brother's really he speaks for many, he speaks for all.
He's a spokesperson. That makes so much sense because that's how he was in life. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, he's a spokesperson. So it's beautiful that you shared that one. I saw that and you circle with Liz and she is wonderful, and to bring in that poem and to be able to, and you really are gracing everyone that's listening right now with sharing these words. And that's the idea, like you said, shining the light on death and dying. We want to shine that light and be able to, and people can come forward, you know, because, a lot of times with grieving, we hold it inside and I'm being told even if we can, we know they're there, we still hold it inside and don't talk about our grief. Because we don't want to hurt somebody's feeling, or you know, I think the biggest thing too is even if it's years later, you don't want to bring that up for that person, thinking you're going to open up new wounds.
And the
yeah.
same
I
thing
think,
is,
you know,
people are,
and
you know.
I think, Vivian, I think that's a very, you know, I can tell you from experience, you know, my family doesn't talk about my mm-hmm. brother.
Yeah.
It's like it's taboo to talk about the ones that have crossed, and that's not so. They want you to know. They want there's a purpose in why they crossed, when they crossed, where they crossed, you know, and who they're associated
really?
With. And I think
you think
that's
the pain
just,
because why do you
yeah,
think they don't want to talk to the
I think
pain?
It caused a lot of pain for people, and I think we need to. This is why shows like this and you know, people like Liz. You know, mediums like Liz are coming out and sharing the message because, you know, when you open up and you talk to your loved ones and you allow them and you let them know that you're there, you get the messages you want. You get to hear from them. There's not a disconnect there ever. And I think
yeah.
it's sad when you know, that's what I said. I think we're very blessed because I think it's very sad when people don't talk to their loved ones in life and in when they cross over, of course. But you know what I'm saying? I think I don't know what I would do without my loved ones on the other side to guide me. I've
Same
never known
here.
An existence without them, so I don't know what I would do. You know, I feel like we are very blessed to help other people, you know, and we're
mm-hmm.
supposed to share those messages. But, yeah, it's
I
hard
agree.
When
yeah.
the family doesn't want to talk about it.
You know, that's why it's so important to share because of, you know, and, you know, people worry about it's going to open up the wounds, but you know what? That wound has to be open and to be healed. You got to go underneath
yeah.
it and, you know, as hard as it can be. And it's a tough one. Like you say, Rose, if a family won't talk about it, and there's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of pain. And hopefully, in some way, they'll hear this, Rose, and you're talking about it, and you know. And actually, Rose, I'm being told too, with all the healing and all the work that you do, and how you open up this fear and that, it is actually trickling down to them. It can't help it. Whenever you heal and you're working with spirit, they're being affected by it all the time, whether they're talking about it openly or not. They're still being affected by all the work that you do, Rose.
I hope so. I don't,
oh, yeah.
you know, because of what I do, we don't talk a whole lot, you know, my mm-hmm. physical family. but,
I know we have to distinguish the two.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with the spirit family. It's the physical family. But
I can relate to that.
I know them better, you know. But I definitely think that this work, you know, yes, it does. I think in some aspect it does trickle down, and I hope to leave a legacy that will help them understand later on, you know, and maybe help some people open up to spirit, you know. So I think it's a beautiful thing that I think we're blessed. I really do.
Yeah. I agree. This has been such an amazing blessing journey. And spirit, what I found for myself, takes you on a journey you never knew existed, and it's just amazing
exactly.
and brilliant. You
it
know,
is.
They,
in every way it's brilliant. And in every way, my theme for this show is, you know, it's always a party with spirit. And the reason I say that, and a lot of our listeners don't know, is because they will shock you and bring about things that you would never expect them to do.
Absolutely.
And so it's always exciting and it's always fun. And the minute it isn't fun anymore, you know, then you're not connecting. It's just a wonderful feeling to be able to, you know, access your divinity within and be yourself and connect in that way. Right? It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. You know, and you mentioned the feeling, but it's like, you know, when you start to see the signs or it's the feeling of that love presence, like it's nothing you really could describe in life. There's just,
true.
When you know it, they walk into the room, there's this love presence that is just so beautiful, like so comforting that they help heal the brokenness.
Like, who was it that mentioned earlier, the lady we were talking to, or Vivian, was it you that said, you know, some mediums feel, you know, they go into tears because they're, you know, so connected to the loved one. They're feeling that love, and they're feeling, I know I've done that myself. I've learned how to try to control it, but, it, you know, because it can get out of hand. But, the, you know, you do feel that. I mean, you do feel their love. You feel their, you know, you feel that feeling that they have for you. You feel the love that they have for you.
And it's all encompassing,
for sure.
There's a post here in the chat room, and actually my sister-in-law, she writes, I had Vivian's son kiss me on my cheek and felt him around me after I passed. And then she writes, I had another nephew that passed in a car accident, brought me into the accident with him. This was a night we had a viewing that freaked her right out. And this is Renee that's in the chat sharing that. And, you know, and sharing all this stuff. And, you know, as you guys are talking and the guides tell me the more that spirit is allowed to talk, the more that opportunity that we allow spirit to come through to us, whether it's a feeling, a sensation, a hug, just a knowing that they're there, acknowledging they're there, the more they get to speak, the more that this world opens up. And the more, believe this, the more that love is able to be understood more, the more our life is able to be, we understand our life more on this earth. So it's not just understanding what's happening there. It makes us understand what we're doing right now in this world right now. So the more we open up to spirit, you know, I always say spirit is the greatest teacher. I always
say
that because to me it is.
Definitely. Spirit is the one and only teacher, right?
Absolutely. So I don't start my day without them.
Right. Yeah. You learn everything from spirit. I mean, from the day you're born, the Holy Spirit's there, you know. And you learn everything from experiences, you know. And I wanted so bad to say to the previous caller, you know, your experience of what you've been through life is something that we grow from and something that we grow higher in, you know, understanding who we are from the very beginning, you know, that we are limitless and that we do have this ability to connect to our loved ones and connect to the beauty in life instead of connecting brings us down. You know, sometimes we get there and we do need to go back to that little child that is all knowing, all loving and all excited to be here, excited to be, mm-hmm. you know, user gifts, excited to explore life. And, you know, I thought that was a very beautiful healing that you did, Vivian, with her.
Yes, I did too.
And I think that you know, that's where we need to bring ourselves back to a lot of times. You know, who are we naturally? You know, that's who we are naturally. Mm-hmm. There is no disconnect between that world and this one. And I know from the very beginning, my experience, I heard God's voice say, I'm real like this. That was my very first spiritual experience in the physical body, and I was a baby. How do you know that? How did I know who he was? How did I know why he connected to me? How did I know that I had a purpose? That was it. That was spirit. That was the higher consciousness that is spirit, is all of our loved ones and us. So if there's no disconnection whatsoever in our consciousness, there's no disconnection.
You know, it's the life that causes disconnection at times, right?
Yeah,
Mavis
Cotella was describing how the spirit works with us. And she said that the spirit comes in, the spirit energy comes in to your mind and makes you think that your feeling touches, makes you physically think that you're doing this, and then the physical medium can actually manifest that, which is really cool, right? So we can manifest our loved one's touch.
I know I watched her video on the soul of mediumship, and she brought up how our loved ones spend the rest of our lives trying to awaken us. And I thought that was so sad. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, and that's what pushed me to take as many development classes because I want to see and hear my brother clearly. Like, and I just, the way she worded it is like spirit spends their lives trying to get our attention.
They do.
And, I mean,
and you know,
if we love them, then why would we not learn all we can on what you guys are discussing, the afterlife, spirit connecting?
Well, I think it takes, they have to be ready. They have to understand the experience. I think that everything that we do in this life is an experience for spirit to draw from. So it creates that vocabulary. And if you don't have the vocabulary to understand what is happening, then you won't see it. And so I think that, you know, some people don't see it because they don't have that vocabulary yet. It may take losing more than one person before they understand that. You know?
I also think that we're not educated enough on what, like what your show is about, on death and dying. Like we just, a lot of people don't understand what happens after.
Right.
You know, I see it from running to 3 loss groups, and like they don't give it much thought. They don't understand, you know, and they just think it's the final stage. So I think that
they pull on what their experience is. In other words, what they have been taught from churches, what they have been taught from life, instead of pulling on the experience itself. That's what I said. There has to be an experience created. If you would have not been able to connect with your brother, then there wouldn't have been that experience created for you, you know, for you to understand. So I think we have to have that spirit lingo created. This is the whole point. You can say it's the whole purpose of life, to understand ourselves. We have to understand others, and we have to experience what others have been through before we can actually understand that and use it. And I think that's exactly what happens. We create that, you know, that lingo for spirit.
Yeah, and, I always say it's also in the timing.
I don't know if it was Mavis that said it, or one of the other. Somebody I'd read somewhere that you should always see spirit side. It may have been Lisa Williams. You should always see spirit side of everything. In other words, how would you feel? This is a good analogy right here. How would you feel if you were the loved one on the other side trying to connect with your loved one? What are the things you would say and what would you do? Right? So
that's beautiful.
It gives you a perspective from the spirit side, right, from the loved one side. You know, I'm trying to connect with my loved one, and I'm just not being able to connect. How am I going to get through to them? Okay, well, they used to listen to music. We used to share music, so that's a vocabulary I can use. So let me come through a song, you know, or let me, you know, there's just so much the spirit uses when they use what we know. It's beautiful. We could go on talking about this all day, but I think we're running out of time, huh?
You know, the biggest thing, and like you say, this show, hope, wisdom, and healing, and that's why what your brother said and gave, it's all to go with us healing. We all want to heal this world and in the spirit world. And I just want to say that your last few lines, for I am no longer here in my body. However, my purpose remains the same. Loving you each and every moment, learn to open up and let me in. I'm now your angel, still here at your side. That is beautiful, Liz, and
it is beautiful.
And I thank your brother for sending that to you and who you are. Like, and you're healing so many people with these words that you've actually said on air today, and everybody you meet. You know, sometimes just believing that, even if you're not able to, it's saying, okay, I'm open. Those words, I'm just open, even if you're just trying to learn how to talk to your loved ones in spirit, just say, I'm open, and I know you're there. Just say those words, I'm open, I know you're there, opens up everything for them. It's just like you're smiling and just realizing that they're there. So I thank you so much, Liz, for coming
out.
We
you
kept
guys.
You on
thank
all
you,
this
Liz.
Time.
That's okay. I enjoyed it, and you guys are awesome. Many blessings to you guys.
So are you, honey. You keep in touch with us. Get a hold of us. We'll set a show up with you.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. I'll just put you on mute. You can still listen in. There's another comment in the chat room, and as always, you can always go to www.psychictalk.net/live, and there you can comment as well. And there's a guest here that wrote, I recently learned, she wrote, love all the discussion and connections. I recently learned and connected my grandma speaks to me, and that loves to be around me, shows me there's presence through honey, for one, and leather beads with the others, and those are symbols of love. I recognize those presents. See how beautiful that is. You know, just and you mentioned
that
about all the calling cards.
Right. and see how it is. You see how that is. The spirit's using the vocabulary that the grandmother and her use. And that's exactly what I'm saying. They're going to use what is what they know that they can get through to you that you're going to understand. So you have to have the capacity to understand it. So if you have not had the experience of losing somebody and connecting with somebody, then that's going to be a little harder for you eventually, you know, till you've had that happen. And then once you have, it's you're opened up to it. So it's always remember that the way that you connected to your loved one is usually how they're going to connect to you. And remember that they are always watching over us, and they can, you know, they really do want to talk to us. All we have to do is just open up and allow it and believe, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I wanted to say, Vivian.
That's just beautiful.
I always have a lot to say, but that's all I wanted to say.
We've got a few more callers on the line here, but I'd like, before we go back to the callers, just say about the upcoming shows. And you can find all the past shows and the upcoming shows on www.psychictaught.net. There's all that as well there. Also, join the Facebook group page, Psychic Talk Radio, and there you'll see all the upcoming shows and the posts there and about, and it's really an interesting group as well, and that's all free, of course. On tomorrow, on Wednesday, February 20th, it's the Cooch Cosmic Cafe, and they got a special guest, Mary Brown, and that's with your host, Cooch Daniels, and they're a certified tarot master and angel practitioner, crystal, a lot of things. Mary Brown is awesome. She has a show of her own as well, and that you can call in, and there'll be mini readings as well. All the show times and the phone in numbers always the same, 714-816-4628. For all the shows at the same time as well. On Thursday, you got February 21st, it's a Stephanie Guided Tarot, and that's open lines and meeting readings again. And so lots of shows coming up. And, yeah, so it's great. So there's shows every day of the week. You can go to psychictalk.net, and you'll see all the upcoming episodes at all the time for your area. And next Tuesday, we're back with open lines. So today we didn't do no free meetings. So next Tuesday, it's all open lines, so we'll do readings then as well. Okay, so are you – okay, so let's go to another caller. Call area code 630. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name and where you're calling
everybody
from? Good.
I'm
How
calling
are you?
From Illinois. Good.
Who are you?
And your name?
My name's Lisa.
Okay, Teresa.
From Illinois. Hi,
okay.
Lisa.
Hi.
Teresa?
So I just wanted
Lisa or Teresa?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay. Okay.
So I just wanted
to So Lisa, we're talking about.
Question.
Okay, oh, good. We're talking about death and dying today. Perfect. What's your question?
Mm-hmm. No, I just wonder if do you do messages from people that passed?
We'll be doing that on the next show. We'll be open lines. So today would be just more like comments and discussion.
Oh, okay. No,
that.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay, so make sure you phone back next week. I'm sure you have lots to say. But phone back next week. And actually, Lisa, I'm going to write your number down. So next week when you phone in, I'll have I can bring
I
you
don't
in
know.
Right
I
away.
Don't, please don't. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I don't know
okay.
if I'll be available.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you,
and
Lisa, for calling in.
Okay. Okay. So that's any last thoughts, Rose?
No, I just wanted to let everybody know that always know that your loved one's around you. Right, and know that they're always trying to communicate you and trying to see things from their side, right? And know that it's always exciting with spirit, so it's always a party with spirit. And if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Rose Fulhurst, or you can call me at 217-556-1021. That's it. It's been a great show, Vivian. Great healing, lady.
Yes.
I loved what you did for our first caller, and thank all our callers and listeners for today's show.
That's all from the guide. So, and if we didn't get to your call, remember there's a show almost every day of the week, and they take calls as well. And remember, see you next week, and remember to smile. Your smile can change the world.
Bye, everyone.